McAllen Bridge's expansion signals new phase for trade and cargo operations. This project was an $85 million project, Olagaybol said. We are now working with the federal government to start operations here in September of this year through their UCP program. Olagaybol said the Unified Cargo Processing Program, known as UCP, would allow Mexican customs operations to temporarily function on the U.S. side while facilities are completed in Mexico. He said the cargo facility is 99% complete and includes 30 loading docks. According to Olagaybol, the crossing will be the first in the nation dedicated exclusively to Customs Trade Partnership Against Terrorism, CTPAT, certified cargo. The idea is that this bridge becomes the fastest bridge in the entire country, Olagaybol said. There's not going to be any other bridge in the country with this type of certification. Olagaybol said businesses participating in the CTPAT program undergo pre-vetting and are subject to fewer inspections, allowing cargo to move more efficiently through customs. He also discussed the strategic location of the Anzaldúa's bridge and its access to industrial areas in Reynosa and Monterrey. Olagaybol said the bridge is approximately 2 hours from Apodaca, Nuevo León, which he described as a major industrial center with more than 600 industrial parks. Once we open for full cargo operations, the impact will go far beyond what we already have in Reynosa, Olagaybol said. During a question and answer session, Olagaybol addressed challenges involving coordination with Mexican officials. He said frequent turnover among officials has complicated bridge-related negotiations and planning. Their turnover is quite a bit, which makes our project very challenging, Olagaybol said. Responding to a question about border wait times, Olagaybol said staffing on the U.S. side has improved and that delays in recent months were largely due to inspection procedures on the Mexican side. Our port director, Carlos Rodriguez, is fully staffed, Olagaybol said. On the U.S. side, we're fully staffed. Olagaybol said Mexican inspections previously caused wait times of 2 to 3 hours before travelers reached the U.S. side, but he reported that inspection practices have since eased, and crossing trends have improved.